Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
End of period number one, Union leading by a score of 21-20 over the Jinx Trojans. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and down on the field, Doc Blevins. Doc?
Hey, Rick. Kyler Wallace, who plays as a starter on the defense for Jinx, was a Union quarterback up through ninth grade and then moved to Jinx, and I think he was hoping to play quarterback, but obviously, young man his age is playing quarterback now, but he's found a place to play on the defense.
Thank you very much, Doc Blevins. Nobody knows more about these guys than Doc Blevins. He has been their friend, their pastor, their coach, the guy who called their games over the PA. He's a legend.
He, it's fun to see the information he gets to give us or divulge to us up here in the booth.
Third down and 18 for Jinx, trailing 21-20 as we begin the second period. Tyler Wallace and Braden Phipps will be wideouts, one of those guys in the backfield. Corwin. Back to throw. He's going to have to hurry. Corwin has pressure. Gets away from one. Now runs to his right. Corwin's going to have to hurry. Gets hit from behind. That ball is incomplete and knocked down. And Corwin just got lit up from the back. Was that Jordan Kelly who got him from the back? No, Daylon Figures who got him from the back. Who am I? That's going to hurt a little as he goes to the sidelines. And the Trojans will not convert. And fourth and 18, they'll have to kick it away from around their own 27-yard line. Landon Wood, who's been so close to returns for touchdowns, including one last week that was called back, will be standing just under the A in the Tulsa Script logo near midfield. Corner once again is Max Merritt, and he booted the heck out of it last time. Wood standing around the 42-yard line. Teams are ready. Good snap. Kick by Merritt is going to be high, and once again, a very good one. Landon looks like he's going to have room. Makes the catch and is knocked down right away at the 41-yard line. Well, you got to credit Jinx right there. What a tremendous play. I think that was Drake Vannoy who made that play. Tremendous. So, the Union will take it now at their own 39-yard line, but they lead 21-20 and could go back on offense. I don't want to say relax because you don't want to do that. But just go back and know you've got the lead and be a little more comfortable. Know your defense played well that time and just go play your game.
Yeah, settle into your game. That first part of this game, which is why we get so excited to call it, is the hype has settled down. The emotions have maybe settled a little bit. Now the offense needs to just hit it in gear.
At their own 39-yard line, first and 10 Redskins leading 21-20 as we begin this second period. Avery Alverson wide to the right, two receivers to the left, including CJ and AK. Darius Boone, the running back, next to Tom. Boone inside gets the handoff. He's going to pick his way and not get much. He's taken down by Matthew Minix. There wasn't a lot of a hole there, but Darius has got to put the head up in there and go. He's going to lose a yard. It'll be second and 11.
Yeah, he tried to read that, and Minix has been around the ball all night this evening, and he does just enough to slow it up and then had some fill from behind.
We got six guys in the box there. They're going to hand off to Darius once again on the right side, try to get him to the outside, got room at the 40. Darius across that to the 44, may have gotten the 45-yard line, pushed out of bounds by Landis Morris on that far side. So they'll give him about five, and it's going to be third down and about five for the Redskins, leading 21-20.
Just a stretch out there. I saw Lawrence Harris throw his hands up, and that's never a good sign when your tight end throws their hands up when somebody runs behind him.
It's going to be third and five for Union at their own 44-yard line, so they need just short of midfield. Thompson in the shotgun, three receivers left side, Harris the inside slot. And Jinx moves and bumps the center. That will be offsides against the Trojans, and that ought to give the Redskins a first down. And again, Peyton Thompson, magic with that call. It was Trevion Sear who jumped.
Yeah, Sear's been getting some great momentum and really decent push up in the middle of that line of scrimmage. And that one, he's got a little head start, and they're going to call him for it. That should be a first down, you betcha.
And it's going to be hard to miss that cat. He's 6'1", 320.
It's a big dude. For sure, right in the middle.
It is a pretty good size guy. So that'll be first and 10 Redskins at their own 49-yard line. 11:19 to go in this second period, 21-20 Union. Peyton Thompson again in the shotgun with Boone to his left. Snap, hand off to Boone straight up the middle. That time he slammed it up in there, but he still didn't get much, only about a yard to the 50. Middle of that Jinx defense just closing. That's a really nice job in there. Reagan Stevenson, the first guy there, 240-pound senior. And Union really needs to get this running game untracked.
Yeah, they need to cut it loose and really bust some things up in the middle. Right now, outside's working well, but between the tackles, there's not a lot to give.
Second and nine for the Redskins right at midfield. They'll have two receivers to either side. Thompson looking to his left where CJ and AK are standing. There's the snap. Here comes the blitz. Quick throw out to the left side. Caught by A.K. Wilson at the 45-yard line. Tries to dance around the guy. Gets free. How did he do that? He got away from Matthew Minix and got forward for about another yard. So they're going to say Mitchell Culkin made that final tackle. That's a gain of about six. They'll mark it at the 45-yard line, and it'll be second down and four.
I don't know how Minix lost him. He's made secure tackles all evening, but I just attribute that to the AK special.
Third down and four, pardon me. Three receivers right side for the Redskins. At the 45 of Jinx, Thompson in the shotgun. Has the snap, looking to his right. Has to wait. Now he's going to run. Peyton's not going to get it. He's going to get taken down around the 47-yard line. Good Jinx pressure from the inside. The first guy there was Noah Hernandez, who's doing a little double time here on defense. That'll take it back to the 47, and Union will come out and have to kick this thing away.
I saw that number on the last play he made, and I was like, man, there must be a double number out there. That can't be Hernandez, but he sure is, and making plays out there at that middle linebacker position.
First time it'll be kicked away for Union tonight. They've either scored or had the ball intercepted. So every one of their drives is ended with a touchdown of some kind. Braden Phipps back for the punt. He's going to be around the 12-yard line. Farquhar standing around his own 37 to kick it away. There's the snap. Farquhar waits, kicks, and that ball is going to be high. Phipps calls for the fair catch and makes it right at the 14-yard line. So the Redskins' offense does not convert for the first time, but they do pin Jinx deep, and the Redskins will still with the lead at 21-20, have Jinx take the ball at their own 15-yard line with 9:28 to go here in this first period. This is Redskins football at KRG.
Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably too much.
For your free quote, call 800-253-5353. That's 800-224-5353, 800-224-5353, or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Back at H.A. Chapman Stadium, Jinx hands off on first down to get about 1 yard. They're going to have second and nine from around their own 14-yard line. They hand off again to Will Cox, and he is smothered. Cox may have lost that yard that they had initially. Spicer getting up off that pile. Also inside there, Tomlin. Many guys hopping up. Cameron Watts as well. Yeah. And it's going to be third down and nine for Jinx. They trail 21-20 with 8:33 to go here in this first half. They'll be at their own 16-yard line.
But I think that's just one to see if they're loosened up a little bit and can try to run up the middle, but it hasn't worked well for them this evening. Everything's been off tackle.
They'll send Pitcock wide to the left. It'll be the running back. He is offset to the right of Ian Corwin. Three receivers to the left on the third and nine. Corwin with the snap. Here comes the blitz. He's going to have to hurry. Corwin got it off, and it is caught by Tyler Wallace, and that is short of the first down. Wallace caught it at the 24-yard line. They need about the 25. Cameron Watts was there, so this is a big fourth down for Jinx.
Huge job by Watts to come up and make that play. He hit him right when he caught it, so they sneaked the back out of the backfield, and Watts was ready for it and really saved the first down there.
Merritt is going to come on to kick. Jinx has fourth and one. They're right about the 24, need just across the 25. What Union has to be careful of here is not jumping off sides.
And Jinx has always been known to have a couple sneaky tricks up
their
sleeve.
A little trick play here and there. They're just going to run a player on very late as Jinx. Coming out there late is Matthew Minix. He's a tight end. There's the snap. It looks like they will kick it. Union almost blocked the thing, but did not. Landon Wood's going to make a fair catch and does so. Boy, he had room. Poor Landon. That one didn't go his way. Made the fair catch at the 43-yard line. He is short-handed, and the Redskins very quickly take it back over, three and out Jinx. And with 7:19 to go in this first half, leading 21-20, Union with great field position, their own 44.
Well, that one, it looked like Landon was going to have enough room to catch it. The first one he caught in traffic and barely got tackled. Like, they got just enough to knock him off balance. And that one looked like they were going to block it, so they went for the punt block and had plenty of time to make the catch and something happen, but securely makes the catch.
So the Redskins got off the field last time getting nothing offensively. Let's see if they can add to it here. Kevion Cooper will come right back onto the running back spot. First and 10, Redskins at their own 44. Four wideouts, Peyton Thompson in the shotgun. Now Cooper goes in motion. Thompson will quickly throw to him to the right side. Kevion forward, and he's going to be tackled for about a one-yard gain. Not much there. Landis Morris was there. Just it's hard to maintain those blocks like that, so Union will move it to the 45. It'll be second down and nine.
I like Cooper out there in space. I want to see him plant that foot and just go right downfield on him. He tried to do a little spin move there. Nothing happened.
Kevion back in the backfield this time. There will be a tight end. Thompson going to fake the handoff and throw middle of the field. That ball is knocked up in the air and down. Trying to go to AK. Mitchell Culkin knocked it down. If that ball's not knocked down, AK's got a lot of room.
Yeah, I see that too. AK was going to come across on a slant or a drag route and was wide smoking open, and good thing for the deflection.
So very quickly, it's third down and nine for the Redskins. They lead 21-20 with 6:51 to go in the half, but need to convert here. The ball at their own 45-yard line. They need the Jinx 46 for the first down. Thompson in the shotgun. Cooper steps up to help. They're going to throw the screen left side. Kevion's got some room, but he's going to be taken down. Well, what a tackle. That's Noah Hernandez doing, again, double duty. Taken down at the 44. When he first caught that thing, 46, pardon me, it looked like he had a lot of room. Hernandez makes the brilliant play, and just like that, Union has to kick it away in a three and out.
Well, it looked like the line of scrimmage shifted away from the screen. It looked like it was going to work out pretty well, but the backers weren't filling, and anytime your backers don't fill on a screen, they got a little bit more room to make a play, and Hernandez did.
Wilcox back to return the punt from Farquhar. Standing around his own 31-yard line is Farquhar. Cade had a nice kick the last time. He's averaging around 36. He waits. Puts the foot to it. This one's short, but it's going to hit and then hopefully roll, and it does. Takes a Union roll down inside the 25. It'll be dead around the 22-yard line. So not a lot of net on that, but no return at all. So Jinx will take it deep once again. 5:57 to play here in this first half. It's 21-20 Union, and after a real set of fireworks, both offenses have really slowed.
It really slowed down, and defensive maybe made some adjustments, but it looks like some of that fire came out of both sides of that offense. And they've went away from the pass a little bit more to the run, and a little less energy and a whole lot less yards.
So first and 10 for Jinx at their own 22-yard line. They were off the field very quickly in that last series, but then so was Union. We're going to have ourselves a timeout, so we'll take a break as well. 5:57 to play, first half, 21-20, Union over Jinx. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Right now, when you open a new checking account at TTCU Federal Credit Union, you'll get a $100 bonus. And every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, we'll donate to area schools. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/17. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/17. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
While playing for the Sooners, I was fortunate to be on some great teams. And now I'm on another great team at State Farm. This is Matt McCoy, and I'd like for you to meet my championship team that I've put together 81st and 129th. It's a team that works hard to make your life easier and more comfortable, whether it's your home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, or your auto insurance. Call us at 918-615-6634 or come by and let us lead you across the goal line at 81st and 129th.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School Football, News 102.3 KRMG.
First down, Union holding Jinx to around 2 yards as Corwin hands off to Hernandez, maybe about a yard. Michael Panther making the tackle. So they'll move the ball to the 23-yard line, and with 5:43 to go in this first half, Jinx will have second and nine, trailing 21-20 at their own 23-yard line. Corwin brings them back to the line of scrimmage. Once again, Hernandez is running back. He has three receivers left, one receiver right. Union will match up in a man coverage. Corwin calls the snap. He's going to hand off again. This time Hernandez has room across the 30, 35. Hernandez the 40, cuts back. Hernandez at midfield, brushes one off. Hernandez at the 45. Hernandez at the 40. Oh, Patrick Fields got a hold of him there, but it was not until Nick Jones pushed him out of bounds. Did he go down? 37 yards later, Jinx has a first down, and they're at Union's 39-yard line.
Well, it looked like JT McLeod had him kind of cornered about the 50, and Hernandez just gave him a mean stiff arm and got another 10.
That's why that guy is important to them. He's their best player, says Don King, their play-by-play guy. 5:13 to go, first period, 21-20 Union, but here comes Jinx. They'll bring in a new running back. Hernandez is going to take a seat. I believe that is Phipps that's in that spot. It's Wallace. They're going to hand to Wallace, and he'll go nowhere. Wallace swallowed up by Braden Spicer. It'll be second down and 10.
Spicer's feeling hard, and that guy plays with a lot of emotion, so you know he's fired up. And, that run game just not supposed to work like that against the Redskins.
Those big splits have a lot to do with it. They just give themselves so many angles. At the Union 39, second and 10, Jinx. They're moving from left to right. They trail 21-20 with 4:47 to go first half. Two receivers come near side. One of those guys is Wagner. One receiver to the far side. Again, Corwin in the shotgun. Corwin has the snap. Back quickly to throw. He's going to throw deep, trying to get the ball to Wagner, and it's incomplete, thrown behind him. JT McLeod was on the coverage, and the two shouldered each other a little bit, but there's no flag, and that's a good call because that ball was thrown to the outside, and Wagner was turning inside, so it'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, you always want to teach the young guys to get back to the numbers, and he was fighting to get back to the numbers on McLeod, and the ball was thrown a little bit outside by Ian. You don't see him miss too many, but that one was way off.
So now at the Union 39-yard line with 4:29 to go in this first half, trailing by one, Jinx will have a third down and 10. They need the 29 Union. They'll send two receivers to the right. Again, Wagner's the outside guy. Tyler Wallace will be in the backfield with Corwin. Corwin straight back to throw. Here comes pressure. Corwin's going to have to roll out to his right. Flag down. Corwin's going to fling it deep for Wagner, and it is caught at the 5, and Wagner goes to about the 1-yard line. But that flag, I think, is going to be holding and bring that whole thing back. Landon Wood was there on the coverage, but you can't blame Landon. DJ Wagner is about 6 foot, and Landon's only around 5'9".
Yeah, that was a long throw. He was in coverage for a long time. Officially, it looks like Ian has come into this game tonight, Corwin, with 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and almost his first one there.
Oh, this is going to be a defensive penalty. They're going to call a personal foul against Union. I did not see a personal foul.
I didn't see that either.
That got called quickly, so that's going to go down to the 1-yard line. That's going to be good for 38 yards, and Jinx is going to knock at the door.
I thought that was back here before the ball was thrown. We missed that one up here in the booth, didn't we?
Well, or they did. Hernandez will come back in at running back for Jinx. They have a first down inside the Union 1-yard line. 21-20 Redskins lead, but with 4:20 to go in this period, Jinx is knocking. Double tight, two slots. Hernandez to the right. They're going to hand it off, and actually Corwin's going to run it straight into the end zone for the touchdown. Hernandez just plowed straight forward as the extra blocker, and it's now 26-21 Jinx, and they'll go for 2 again. Well, the Union Redskins have had every opportunity to make more out of this offensively and just couldn't. And you got to credit what Jinx is doing offensively. They are doing enough with the passing game to keep themselves in it.
Yeah, they made that big long run that time. They were in that zone, and Hernandez made it downfield. And other than that, it's been through the air.
The ball will be set on the near side hash mark going left to right. Jinx will come double tight, 2 slots to the right side. One of those guys is Wagner. The other is Brett Nelson. Again, Hernandez is the running back. Now, back to throw is Corwin. Corwin rolling, running out of time. Corwin rolling back to his left again. Jordan Kelly's got him, can't get him. Michael Panther's got him, can't get him. Jordan Kelly has him again, can't get him, and now he's down. Holy cow, and about 9 flags come down. Kelly finally got him, but 3 different people had shots at him, and I think they're going to call a face mask, and Jinx will get to do it again.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know how he avoided all of those tackles. It was unbelievable how many times Jordan Kelly missed him on one series. And
Murdoch
unfortunately,
missed
him once. Again.
Everybody missed him at least once. And then Jordan Kelly finally got him at the end. So they'll move it down to the 1, and Jinx will get another chance. They'll move it dead center, middle of the field. 4:17 to go in this first half, 26-21 Jinx, and they'll definitely have another shot at this 2-point conversion. Ian Corwin doing his best Joe Theismann. Nobody will know what that means except me and you.
They kept it alive for about as long as he could.
We go all the way back to Fran Tarkenton on that. How's that?
That's a Flutie for me.
There you go. All right, I got you. Young. Yeah, that only Richard Dock and I remember all those guys I'm mentioning right there. Roger Staubach, we all get that one. So they're talking about it. The official's going to talk to us again. So they're going to mark it. They're going to allow the play and then mark it from there, half the distance. So Yeesh will have it at the 6. And so now I think they may switch things up and go and just kick the extra point. And you can understand the confusion for the Trojans as they marked it back
to
the
6. I've never seen them mark off a play and then do another extra point from the penalty. I thought they would replay the penalty game.
I thought that would be the case as well, but, you know, they're in charge, not me. So Max Merritt will come out to kick the extra point. The ball will be set down around the 13-yard line. So you're looking at a 23-yard extra point. He has missed one tonight already. Teams are ready. The snap is high, but it's down. Merritt boots this one, and I think he blew it. No, he got it. Looked like he pulled this one, but he got it. 4:17 to play in this first half, and the Jinx Trojans extend their lead. Now Jinx 27, Union 21. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
I got a call from Wayne the other day. He's the owner of Lifetime Transmissions, where a lifetime warranty comes standard with every transmission Wayne builds. Good for as long as you own your vehicle, wherever you are in the continental USA, parts and labor included. Anyway, I was telling him about a guy I know. Transmission goes out, and he gets a great deal on a repair from some transmission shop.
Don't tell me. He ended up going back again and again and again, and they never really got the problem solved. Then the shop closes or changes its names and moves, and that great deal goes with it.
Whoa, that common, huh?
Or how about this? A guy pays a boatload of money, and all they do is paint his transmission and make some minor adjustments, and then they sell it as a new transmission. You can't make this stuff up. Man, I can't imagine getting so hard up for money that I have to turn into a crook. Now, you're going to mention our new location at 61st and 145th East Avenue?
No.
Well, how about our website, lifetimetransmissions.com, and Facebook?
Uh-uh.
What about the phone number, 918-695-7012?
Nope.
Well, why not?
Wouldn't have had time.
Oh.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
The back-and-forth affair continues here at H.H. Chapman Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Levitz, Richard Jay, and Jeff Johns as Union gives up the lead. Jinx goes 4 plays, 78 yards in a minute 2. The 1-yard Corwin run and the extra point makes it 27-21. Trojans with 4:17 to go in this first half. Merritt approaches the left footer. He's going to kick from the 40. He's going to kick this thing very short and toward the sidelines, and it's going to bounce and go out of bounds. Landon Wood probably should have let that ball go. Instead, he tried to grab it, and as he did, he kind of bounced it out of bounds. I think it was going out of bounds and would have gone to the 35. Instead, Union will have it at their own 18.
Yeah, I think that would have, and that's kind of one of those deals, too. On hindsight, you know, you turn your back to the ball, and you see it bouncing, and the first thing as an athlete, you say, you know, it's a live ball. You've got to put your hands on it. And unfortunately, it does look like it was going to go out of bounds, but
it did not. So it's first and 10 Union at their own 18-yard line. They trail for the second time in this game, now 27-21. Plenty of time. 4:16 to go in this first half, and the Redskins have all three timeouts. It'll be Darius Boone coming out at the running back slot. Two receivers right side, one to the left, once again for Peyton Thompson. Peyton has been efficient tonight, but he did throw the one pick for a touchdown. Tight end is Harris on the left. Thompson set. Has the snap. Kind of a slow move, and he's going to fire it right side. The ball's going to go over the head of A.K. Wilson. It was Matthew Minix out there on the coverage. It'll be second and 10, and the last thing you need now is to kind of get into a languishing offensive period. You need to move the ball, and you definitely need to take time off the clock.
Yes, especially with that 4 minutes left on the clock. You need to take some eat and munch that clock up, but really just drive the ball down and take some points right before half.
Second and 10 for Union, now at their own 18-yard line, trailing now 27-21. They'll hand off left side to Darius Boone, and he's going to push forward for not much. You got to cross the 20, maybe almost the 21. Noah Hernandez, who's, again, playing offense and defense on the tackle. So it's going to be a big third and 7. They'll mark it at the 20. Let's call it actually third and 8. They need the 28-yard line of Jinx. Two receivers right, one left. That is C.J. Moore. Jinx is going to go into a 3-deep coverage. Back is Thompson rolling to his right, looking, firing. Ball is caught for a first down by A.K. Wilson. What's a nice job out there in front of Minix once again. A.K. makes the catch going to his knees. It's a good, safe throw, and the Redskins move the chains.
Beautiful pitch and catch there. Just a little roll out to the right. Thompson gets his feet set, hit square, and does a good job there by A.K. making the catch.
Now at their own 30-yard line, Union, with a first and 10. Snap to Thompson. Again, he has time. Payton looking, firing middle of the field to A.K. Wilson. Makes the catch at the midfield. A.K. at the 45, at the 40, 35, 30, gets free. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown number 8. The Redskins have tied this football game. And a spectacular block. I can only think that was C.J. Moore. It might have been Avery Alverson. 70 yards, and it's 27-all.
Avery Alverson, I thought it was C.J. as well. Jeff Johns back in the booth tonight saying Avery Alverson was 30 yards downfield. Three people were going to make the tackle on A.K., and he springs him loose there for another 30 to go in the end zone.
Noah coming on for the extra point, Noah Rauschenberg. That was just a brilliant block. And look at A.K. on the sidelines, big smile on his face. Once he skipped by him,
and what a great,
it looked to me like it was closer than it was, because you look at the replay and A.K. had some room.
What a great pitch, too. Like, Thompson stood back there, really kind of telegraphed where he was going, but threw a great ball.
Good the snap, the hold, the kick is up. Take the lead again. Well, we're back and forth. 3:26 to go in the first half. Now 28-27 Union. Redskins will kick it next on KRMG.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change a life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now, available for Apple and Android.
All right, we want to give credit where credit's due. Five of us in the booth, and we all missed it. It was Lawrence Harris who made that block downfield. The tight end was that far downfield, peeled back, and just cleaned the clock of one Jinx Trojan, allowing that touchdown by A.K. Wilson. So now 28, and they'll kick it off right here on KRMG. That's great hustle by a tight end.
Huge play there, and, you know, that's what makes good players, and that's what makes great teams, is people that do the extra effort and get downfield and spring for big yards.
4A plays, 82 yards, 51 seconds for A.K. Wilson to make that to score that touchdown. And, you know, one of the things Jinx was doing there, and this bites teams all the time, sitting in the zone, trying to protect deep. It's exactly how Kiwan goes 80 in that game back in the 90s. And it's exactly how that ball gets completed.
Prevent defenses, prevent the win, usually, right?
Like, well, that, you know, it really wasn't so much a prevent as it was just a good base zone, but they didn't get any pressure, and it really came back to bite them. So now Union will kick this thing off. Noah Rauschenberg will kick it deep. Deep for Jinx. Tom Ashley is one of the guys. Doesn't matter. This thing's going to go out the back of the end zone. Rauschenberg almost kicked it to the case center. Oh, Wilcox was back there just to catch the ball for practice. So first and 10 for the Trojans at their own 20, and these two teams have gone back and forth, both of them showing great grit.
That was a great kick there by Rauschenberg. It's, you know, it seems like his kick is getting stronger. Last year during the season, I think his kick got stronger and stronger. He came out this season, and his first field goal, I think, barely made it through or missed, and it's just continuing to get stronger as we see.
Yeah, that 49+3 the other day was not bad. Wilcox will come back at running back for the Jinx Trojans. They will start against their own 20-yard line, now trailing 28-27, 3:26 to go first half. Two receivers to the left side for Corwin. Cox is going to be the man set to his right. Corwin back to throw. Looks. Now he's going to run. Corwin forward to the 20, and he got plowed. Oh, Spicer got him, and Jordan Kelly got him, made a sandwich out of him. He's going to get about two at the 22-yard line. It'll be second and 8, and I'm not sure that Spicer didn't get the worst of the hit.
Like, you saw him get up a little slow. I was going to say something, too. It's not often that Spicer gets hit by Jordan Kelly, and I think he now gets to feel like the quarterback's
hit. I know what those dudes feel like. No wonder I'm playing linebacker. Second and 8 now for the Trojans at their own 22-yard line. One receiver right side, that's Wagner. Two to the left. Again, the single setback is Cox. Corwin in the shotgun, standing at his own 13-yard line. There's the snap. They're going to hand off inside and forward across the 20 to the 25. Patrick Fields puts a lick on Cox right about there. They'll give him the 26-yard line, and it's going to be an important 3rd and 5 for Jinx with 2:37 and counting to go in this first half. If they do not get it, Union with 3 timeouts can stop the clock and take their time on offense.
That was a good fill there by Patrick Fields. You know what? We saw it last series when the linebacker came up and made a great play there to save the first down or the fourth down. And Wilson does the same thing there. Fields.
It's actually called 3rd and 4. The ball at the 26-yard line of Jinx. They need their own 30. Corwin back to the line of scrimmage. Again, the guy set next to him is Cox. Three receivers to his right, to his left. Corwin looks like he might be changing the play. Union switches to man. quickly. Corwin raises up the throw left side and goes over the head. No, makes the catch on the right side. It's DJ Wagner. Oh, it was a push by JT McLeod, who came up into man coverage. He shocked Wagner, but Wagner got off that thing. The ball looked to be over his head. He bounced it up in the air and made the catch. Good for 34 yards and a first down.
Well, that's a line. You called it. They called that up at the line of scrimmage. It's a call play, and that's a great pitch and catch, and I don't know how he got his hands on it.
It looked like it was clearly going to be overthrown. Now at the 40 of Union, first and 10, Jinxes. They threaten. 1:58 to go, first half. Trojans trail 28-27. Cox the setback next to Corwin. Corwin back to throw. Here comes pressure. Corwin throws to his right, and the ball is incomplete. Trying to go to Cox, and it bounced up. Again, McLeod on the coverage. Cade Brown out there as well. Second and 10, clock stops at 1:53 to play first half.
Well, I said right before that half, that last score for Union, they need to munch up the clock, and they went down there in a short period of time. I think it only took about 15 to 30 seconds off the clock to go that 70 yards, and now there's plenty of time here for the Jinx Trojans to slow her down and try to put one in.
And Jinx has two timeouts as well, so it'll be second and 10 at Union's 40-yard line. Redskins up by one. Three receivers will come to the right side. That inside slot guy is Wagner, who's been such a problem. Cox is the setback. Corwin with the snap. Back looking to his left. Looks like he wants to throw the screen. Gets it to Cox. He cuts back at the 40. Jordan Kelly grabs him from behind, tackles him all the way to the 35. He had about two, and Jordan threw him to the 34. So they're going to give him six, and it's going to be third down and four. Noah Hernandez now back into the game.
Well, they threw a screen there and let it develop. That was a long developing screenplay that they let that happen there.
They actually moved it back closer to the 35, which is where it should be. So with 1:28 to go in the half, it's a third and five for Jinx. Three receivers go left, one to the right. Hernandez is back at the running back slot next to Corwin. From the 35 of Union, Corwin with the snap. Looks, he's going to go deep right side, trying to go to Wagner again, and he makes the catch. Oh, JT McLeod was there and just didn't make the effort. Wagner just went up and took it away from number four, who was in great position. That'll take the ball down to the 7-yard line, first and goal for the Jinx Trojans.
Well, you said it earlier, McLeod's 6 foot and Wagner's 6'3", and that one he just went up and was the bigger man, caught it at the highest point in a good position, but made a great catch.
JT McLeod turns, he can knock that ball down. First and goal, Trojans now at the 7 of the Redskins. Corwin is going to hand off to Hernandez. He jumps to the left at the 5, pushes forward into the end zone. Nope, he got down to the 1. Hernandez dragging Raper and several other Union tacklers down to the 1. Elijah Tomlin getting up off the bottom of that 2. It'll be second and goal from right there.
Now they're going to have to – they got two timeouts still, but they've got 43 seconds on the clock, and that is super close. It couldn't be any closer without being in the end zone.
Union brings on the big guys, but I'm not sure it's going to help an awful lot. Ball's inside the 1-yard line, and Hernandez is the running back. Jinx will come out with two wide left. That's going to spread the defense. Corwin in the shotgun. Hernandez. Now they send Pitcock in motion from right to left. Corwin with the snap. Hands to Hernandez, and he bounces into the end zone. Touchdown. With 13 seconds to go in the quarter, Jinx retakes the lead. And Union offensively, we talked about you have to take time, and they couldn't. And Jinx takes advantage again with the passing game. And Union in place to make plays and just not making them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And they're just Jinx is really going up and making the play over the Redskins. And we talked about this early season and how many athletes are on the field. And right now it looks like Union is losing the battle to be an out-athlete on the field.
Look at some DNA plays.
There you go.
The Jinx is going to call a timeout, and we'll keep it here because they're going to plan the two-point conversion. All right, so in the passing game, both teams have taken a lot of advantage of their slots, gone to the middle of the field. Both teams are trying to protect to keep things from going deep, and that's been one of the things that's caused that. But otherwise, it really has been just throw the ball up, guy goes and makes a play, and it really has been that on both sides.
And how many times have we seen that in this game? The Backyard Bowl has really been big play after big play, and this series against the Jinx and Union, we've seen that over and over. And, you know, I think probably Coach will maybe have something to say about it, but you'd never want to give up the big play. But if you give it up, you've got to come back and really have a mind to forget about it.
And this has been a very much a game of two sides. Jinx has had a big play here and there and then has ground things out a little bit here and there. Corwin's made some plays. Union, one play drive, two play drives.
Right.
Guys make big plays. If you're both sides, you have reason to feel confident in what you've done. If anything, Union, I think, on those series when they're not making the 70-yarders, You've got to extend drives, and you've got to keep the ball.
Yeah, they kept the ball right around the 30 and 40 of their own hash and punted three series in a row, and they really do. Like you said, you've got to make a drive out of it.
So the Corwin will come out with Hernandez, and once again, Jinx will try to go for two. It's now 33-28. Jinx going for two. On the near side hash mark, two receivers left side, one to the right. Corwin back to throw, fires left side, back in the end zone, ball incomplete. Landon Wood on the coverage there, and very good coverage it was on Phipps. So that will not be complete, and the Redskins will take over with 13 seconds to go. Yeah, double outs, which is interesting, and I think maybe somebody ran the wrong route because one Jinx coach is lighting the player up over there, as we like to call it, fanatical encouragement. The drive goes 8 plays, 80 yards, and 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Tailor-made for what Jinx needed. The Hernandez run and the two-point conversion fails, so we end up at 33-28. All right, so we've got 13 seconds. Union's going to return the kick. I would imagine Jinx is going to try to pop the thing up short and just try to get this thing over with or squib it along the ground. If you're in the Jinx locker room, what do you tell your team?
Hey, you
the
know,
Jinx locker room.
If you're in the Jinx locker room, you tell your guys that you're super proud of them, but you can't quit. Right, they haven't played this well all season, but they expect it out of them, right? But you really have to just be encouraging and say, don't quit now, it's only a half, right?
If you're in the Union locker room, what do you say?
That's what I say.
Yeah, not
I
much.
I say it doesn't need to be said right now.
Yeah, well, and that may be exactly what happens, although I think Kirk might utter a word or two in that locker room. I think more than anything, offensively, more consistent. Defensively, eyes right, and you got to go make plays.
Yeah.
You're running along with a guy, and the ball's coming, jump.
Yeah, I think they've made it. They're in the right position to make the plays on those breakups. But the run game really just kind of suck it in, make it one-dimensional, and then take that away.
Max Merritt will kick off from left to right. He's the ball set at the 40-yard line. Avery Alverson and Kevion Cooper are deep. And I would bet him to pop this up. Adam Davis and Landon Wood are the short guys. And if he does, one of those guys can return it. He's going to kick it a little bit short, but that's going to be taken by Cooper. He drops it at the 20, now picks it up. Kevion to the right side. If he could get through there, he'd have some room, but he can't get through there. Around the 30, 32-yard line, he'll go down with about 5 seconds, 4 seconds to go on the clock. So Union will have one play. Now the question is, do you just chunk it?
It's 4 seconds. They played big plays the whole series. They can't really give anything up. I think you just take it to the half.
Well, Union, of course, Jinx is going to come out and play with about 10 safeties. You got C.J. Moore. You can always go up, just throw it up, and let him have an opportunity.
Jeff, you know what? Jeff Johns hadn't been on here all season, and it's refreshing to see him in the booth. He's pointing over here, and he says, you've got C.J. Moore out there on the field. 4 seconds. Throw the ball downfield. Let him run.
I believe that's what I just said. So Jinx will go with 4 safeties, the furthest through the deepest back around the 35-yard line. Kevion Cooper will be the up back, and they're going to hand to Kevion and hope he can get something out of it. He can't. He'll be taken down at the 35-yard line, and the clock will tick to zero. The Jinx Trojans are sprinting off the field like they just won the state title. This is a fired-up football team wearing maroon here tonight. And they've got a reason to be excited right now. At the half, Jinx 33, Union 28. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
At Universal Men's Clinic, we focus on helping men suffering from low testosterone or ED. If you often feel low energy, have a decrease in your libido, or difficulty in the bedroom, you may have a treatable medical condition. These symptoms occur in many men over the age of 30. The medical staff at Universal Men's Clinic will evaluate your diagnosis and blood test to determine what medical treatments are available for you.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of the Universal Men's Clinic, where we specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, our patients experience a high level of care.
Come in for an office visit. For those with a treatable condition, the medical staff will create a customized treatment plan, including monitoring your progress in a professional and confidential atmosphere. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Cecil and Sons, discount tires, everything round for a just right ride.
You want to rock down the road and roll with
the best, so get good tires that'll pass the test through wear and tear and rain and shine. And the price is right, too. Now, ain't that fine? We've been rolling out quality for years, it's true. Everyday tires and custom, too.
You have many choices when it comes to automotive repair and maintenance. I'd like you to consider that from new tires to brake and alignment work, oil changes to fluid flushes and mechanical repairs, for over 40 years, folks in Green Country have been choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their tires, maintenance services, and mechanical repair needs. To all of them, we want to say thank you for your trust and for your business. Now, we've grown to 3 locations to serve you. Our 2 in Sand Springs, plus our newest location at 100 South Main in Sepulpa. Why not come on down yourself to any of our 3 locations and see why so many 2nd, 3rd, and even 4th generation customers keep choosing Cecil & Sons Discount Tires for their automotive care needs.
We're a solid part of your community. It's a big, proud piece of our history. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, everything around for a just right ride.